Hello.
Yes, hello, this is Sal from Local Splash. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Is this Lucia?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Lucia. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, so I really apologize. I think I called the wrong number. I was actually supposed to call your phone ending in 6898. But is this a good phone number to talk for your interview?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, yes, thank you so much. But, of course, this is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes this year. Is this a good time?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. It's good. So, yeah, but, before we start, we just really want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So, first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, we'll go over and discuss keywords. And third, we will go through the Google business profile and discuss what the next steps are. Are we good with that?
Yes.
Okay. So first, let's just go ahead and go, you know, select a security question. If you do, this is actually for your protection. So if ever you do have concerns or major changes into your account, we ask you the security question to make sure that we're really talking to the account owner. Okay? We have three choices for you. We've got mother's maiden name, city you were born, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer is?
Allen Taster. A-L-E-N-C-A-S-T-R-E.
Okay, like a caster, but that's T-R-E.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. But that's Allen, A-L-E, E for Eagle. Elephant.
Correct.
Echo. All right. Thank you so much. Now let's just move forward to verifying all of these business information that we do have and, of course, see if these are all correct. If you do hear anything that is incorrect, please let us know and we'll make necessary changes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So your business name, that is Reliable Access. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. The address that we do have here is going to be 10427, that is in Charlton Circle, Orlando, Florida, 32832.
Correct.
Okay. Is that a home address or an office location?
That is a home address.
Home. And if we are to send you a mail to this address, are you able to receive it?
Yes.
Awesome. It's good. And, of course, at the same time, do we need any, like, unit number, apartment number, suite number,
no,
building?
No.
Okay. So just that address, all good. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for the confirmation. And, of course, mainly because it's a home address, we will make sure we get that hidden. So rest assured, for all the listings and for all the campaigns that we're going to do, the address is not going to be seen. So what's going to show up is only the city and the state. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, aside from that, to the phone number that your clients will be contacting you at, it's going to be 407-406-7878. Correct?
No, she said yesterday that you guys were going to, because we initially have online a voice number.
Yes.
And
oh, you mean a call tracking?
Correct. So she
okay.
A Google Voice number is not what's best to be used, and you guys were going to provide us with a number?
You got it correct. Yes, that's a call tracking number that you're referring to. So it's going to be a different phone number that we will be listing online, but all calls go directly to your phone real time. Okay? And do we start it with 407 as well, or do you want it to start with a different area code?
407 is perfect.
Okay. Sure, we'll get your call tracking number. And just to give you a heads up, too, okay, here at Local Splash, we do have an optional product we can associate the call tracking number with. And this is what we call a call tracking greeting. So what happens here, Lucia, is that we do hire professional voice actors or actresses to do the greeting for you. So, for example, that is going to sound like, hi, thank you for calling Reliable Access. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are an existing customer, or please press 2 if you are a new customer. And with that option, you also get to select either a female voice or a male voice. But the call tracking number or the call tracking greeting does have a one-time set up fee of $39, but that's just one time and for sure is enough to get that impression from your potential client that this is a trusted business.
Okay, I thought she said it was going to be part of our package to include that.
Oh, yeah. So the call tracking number definitely is included. It comes with your subscription, but the call, it's a call tracking greeting, the one where we need to set up voice actors to record it. That's the one that is optional, and it's more like an upgrade.
Okay.
And that is, of course, if you wish to go for it.
We do want that, yes.
Okay. Do we get you a female voice or a male voice?
A female.
Okay. We'll get you a female voice. And also the website we are going to be promoting, that is reliableaccessfl.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I was thinking, this is still currently being worked on? Is it being worked on, or is it done or something?
It's done. We still add, you know, different pictures and stuff occasionally, but for the most part, it's worked on.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And, all right. Okay. And also the email address, too, that is this LM, Larry, and then Mary, or IM? Reliable Access FL.
Correct. So it's Larry Mary.
Okay. So LM at reliableaccessfl.com. That's the email address. Okay. And don't worry, too, because the email that's going to be used, okay, mainly for us to send you updates. So definitely you need to check your email often, as we're going to be sending you updates directly to your email.
Okay?
Okay. And aside from that, too, the next step, let's just go over your keywords. Now, when we do say keywords, yeah, these are actually the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And as far as, you know, as far as what I do see here is per Tina, you do access control, correct?
Sorry, repeat that last part one more time for me.
You do access control, that is the main service you're offering?
Correct. So it's considered access control, but it's more of like automatic doors, gate operators. Like, so I don't think it's going to put in access control.
Okay, like, are you a garage door builder?
No.
Mainly just doors. Not necessarily there is a specific, but any automatic doors you can do. Even if it's residential, like home door or something. Is that correct?
We do commercial.
Commercial. Okay, so this is mainly, you don't do anything residential.
No. We don't like to.
All right. So this is automatic door builder? Or what would be the main service you want to be found for?
Door repair.
I think the biggest search is going to be door repair.
Okay. So it will mainly list you for door repair. This is the main, I would say, main keyword that we will be promoting you for. But can you tell me more keywords? You mentioned automatic door installation. Is that correct?
So we would say automatic doors repair.
Repair, okay. What else?
ADA door operators.
I'm sorry?
ADA operator repair.
ADA, like Alpha, Delta, Alpha?
Correct.
ADA door repair?
I'm sorry, would you say ADA operators, or would you just say ADA door repair?
You put ADA.
Or do we do both? We can do both, by the way.
I don't think nobody's going to search ADA operator. Most people don't even know what ADA is.
A lot of people know it. Okay, so what should the...
Hello?
I'm still here with you. One moment.
Okay, yes. Okay.
What would they ask for that?
Everybody's going to call it automatic door repair. They're going to call it, it's an automatic door, so they're going to put automatic door repair.
Okay, so ADA is going to just be considered under automatic door repair.
Automatic doors,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
okay.
Commercial gate repair?
Commercial gate repair, okay. Do you not do installations as well, just repairs?
We do installations.
We also do installations, yes.
Okay, so you do automatic door installations and commercial gate installations too?
Correct.
Okay.
Automatic gate repair, automatic door repair.
She's doing both.
Okay.
Commercial glass entry.
Sure. Commercial glass entry. Okay.
And then
let me check on commercial glass entry first. I'm so sorry. Just to make sure that we're able to pull up businesses using that. Okay, commercial glass entry. Now that is a service, but what is it that you do about commercial glass? Do you install them? Do you repair them? Do you do both?
Correct. So it would be glass door repair, glass door installation.
Okay, so commercial glass entry repairs and commercial glass entry installations. More like we could say commercial glass entry services, both installation and repair. Okay?
Okay.
What else?
I said there's nothing, what about glass door repair?
Glass door repair. Yeah, that would work, glass door repair. What else?
Commercial hollow metal door, or commercial hollow metal repair, door repair.
Okay, let me see that. Commercial?
Or just...
hollow door repair. Door, let me see. Commercial hollow door. Okay,
nobody's going to put commercial because if you're looking for that service, I guess...
it's already commercial.
Commercial, correct. So it would just be
hollow
metal door repair or hollow metal.
Metal door repair. Try metal door repair.
Okay, let's see metal door repair. Yep, it does pull up the map section right away, so I think it's good. Okay, metal door repair. But I'm going to use hollow too, because who knows, maybe your potential customers are actually going to type in the word hollow instead of the metal door. At least you've got, you're able to get you pulled up using both.
Okay.
Okay. What else?
Try electric lock repair.
Okay. Electric door lock repair?
Because
I'm thinking,
I would try electric lock repair. See what that pulls up.
Yeah, it does pull up door locks right away, so I think that's good too. Electric lock repair. Okay, what else? What else is it that you do?
I covered everything that's on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as of right now, that is what we offer.
Okay, sure. And don't worry. Yes, don't worry. The good thing here is that we'll send you an email with all these keywords that we just went over. Okay? Okay. So I got in here from your website as well, the ones that you've mentioned, hollow metal doors, glass entrance doors, get repairs, automatic doors, ADA operators. We're going to include ADA operators too, because who knows, maybe they'll be typing that in. Okay, because I'm able to pull up businesses using ADA operators, and we don't want to miss out on that, okay?
Correct. I think we do want to add storefront repair.
Okay, storefront repair. Okay, sure. I'm going to add that in. And 88 operators services too. Yep, these are mainly commercial doors. Okay, I'm going to add that in again. We'll send you an email with all these keywords that we just went over. So if ever you do find the need for necessary changes, just please respond to the email with the proper adjustments. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so at least you would still have time to really go over all these keywords, and who knows, you may be able to think of something that you really want to add or you really want to offer, okay? And don't worry, when you send us keywords, you will check on the keywords as well if those are good keywords, so we can really get you, pulled up whenever a potential customer is looking for the services that you're offering, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, aside from that, too, the next step, let's just go over with, I would say, a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business? Like, I would say, what do you think sets you apart from your competitors?
I would say we have over 20 years of
experience?
Door repair or access control experience.
Oh, wonderful. Over 20 years of access control experience. Okay. What else? What else is it that you do? I mean, that you think sets you apart from the rest? Any other? While you're thinking, though, how about free estimates? Do you offer that?
We do offer free estimates, yes.
Okay. Do you run any discounts or promotions right now?
The only promotion that we are offering was half off of our service call fee for a first-time customer when they leave us a review. Oh, sorry. We give them half off of the service call fee.
Okay. Do you want me to just put on here you offer some promotions or you offer discounts and we'll leave it to you and to your potential customers to discuss?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that part? I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you wish for us to really put that out or do you want us to just put that you do have promotions and we will leave it to you and your potential customer to discuss?
Yeah, that's good because...
Yeah, because they might be taking advantage of it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to put in here half promotions. How about the prices? How would you like to describe the prices that you have? Are they affordable and competitive, fair and competitive, reasonable prices, best prices?
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you go back to the when you put 20 years of experience, what did you put?
Yes, it says 20 years of access control experience.
Can you change that from access control? Because that's only one genre.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we have 20 plus years experience doing everything that we covered.
Oh, so I'm just going to remove access control. I'm just going to say over 20 years of experience. And that refers to all of it. Is that correct?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I'm going to do that. And also for the pricing, again, going back to the pricing, sure. How would you like to describe the prices?
I would say we're competitive. What were the options? You said competitive or?
Yeah, let's say affordable and competitive, fair and competitive, reasonable, best prices.
I would say affordable and competitive.
Okay. We'll do affordable and competitive. Okay. And is this a family-owned or a locally owned and operated business?
Family-owned.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to do family owned. Anything else you wish for us to know that makes your business unique?
Sorry, I'm just looking at what we have on our website that we can kind of refer to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at your website as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's it. And then, like you said, I can add through an email anything
yes.
I think of.
You got it correct. At any point that you do think of something you want to add onto what we do or what we already have, let us know via email or give us a call. You know, whichever it is that you feel most convenient with, then we can definitely take care of it. Okay? Okay. And by the way, too, here's what I'm going to have for your business uniqueness, okay? You do offer free estimates. You do have promotions. You've got affordable and competitive prices. It's a family-owned and operated business. We are also going to add that you provide superior service. You offer quality work. You cater to customers' needs. You are responsible, reliable, timely, honest, careful, professional, friendly, confidential, clean, fast, and efficient. How's that?
That sounds really good.
Okay. It's good. And also regarding, you know, talking about the years of experience, definitely it's over 20 years, but we want to know as well, when did you establish the business?
We started the business in 2017, but we've been
okay.
on and off with the business. So I did tell the woman yesterday we joined with that we really started back last year in August. So we've had the business since 2017.
Okay, that's fine. So 2017 on and off of the business, but came back full-time 2021.
22.
I'm sorry, yeah, 2022, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and also regarding your mission statement, do you have one?
Our mission statement?
Yes, mission statement, like a statement that's going to define your goal as a company. Or I actually saw one in your website. Is that okay? I mean, let me know if this is something you do want to go for or not. It says here, with over 20 years of experience in working with some of the leading companies in the door industry, you can feel confident Reliable Access will provide service with exclusive trained technicians and exceed your expectations. I think that would be a good one.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, so we'll use that. And also, how about a tagline or a slogan? Do you have one as well?
We do not have a tagline or slogan.
Well, we could use this for now, like the one that you have at top. It says reliability, quality, integrity. How's that?
That sounds good. That must be from our old profile, I wonder.
So that is actually in your website. It says reliableaccessfnl.com. That's all in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, it's about us. I'm on the home page.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Actually on the home page.
Yes.
Scroll down. It's there. Okay? So we'll use both. And again, anytime you want to update that, let us know. But how many people work for your company too, Lucia? Like, this doesn't really have to be full-time, but just an approximate number of how many people actively participate in the operation of your business.
Right now, just two.
Two. Okay, and don't worry, this is an internal information, so not a problem. It's more of like a reference in our end. How about the hours of your operation?
We're accepting right now calls 24 hours, but mostly between 8 to 5 is our regular business hours.
Okay, you mean to say every day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you've got 24 hours emergency services available? Is
okay.
that what you mean? Okay.
Yes.
So emergency services 24/7, usually every day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay.
Correct. So 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, but offer 24-hour emergency. Yeah.
Okay. So Saturdays and Sundays are closed, supposedly, but just open for emergency services.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how about the payments that you accept? What are those?
Card or check is acceptable.
Cards and checks, okay. It's about credit cards, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Correct.
Okay, checks too. Do you accept cash?
Yes, we do.
Other payment methods that you accept, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle?
Yeah, if that's a form of payment that these businesses are accepting, sure, we can set that up.
Okay, so we're going to put in here, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And are you also licensed and insured?
Yes, we are.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have your license number with you?
A business license?
Yes, business license would do.
See, that's what we're confused about. We have our business license through the state, but we have a business tax receipt through the state, but there's no actual business license. We don't know what that number is.
Not a problem. That's okay. But are you able to send us some business documents instead? This is going to be used for Google processes and going to be kept internal. Is that okay?
Yes.
Like, take a photo of it, send it to us.
Yes.
I'm going to send you an email. It's going to ask for business documents. You're going to respond using that email. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you right now. Okay. And also, aside from that, too, we're talking about the Google Business Profile now. Dina did mention you've got two Google Business Profiles. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to that Google Business Profile. I'm going to confirm these. But do you have access to the two?
I don't have access to the older one. We only have access to the newer one.
Okay. Am I seeing the correct ones? I do see your two. Okay, two ones. I got it here. It says repair service. It's listed as a repair service with phone number 407-545-2404. Correct?
That's the current one.
That's the current one. But the old one is the one where it has 3 5-star reviews with number 407-289-7697. Correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's totally okay. If you have to, we can work on it. But we would, again, as per Tina as well, I would really want to, hold on, give me one quick second.
Are we able to get all the reviews on one?
Yes, that's actually what we are trying to get into. So here's what we're going to do. Give us access to the current one. Okay, because this is not going to be good. I mean, the only thing here is that they have different numbers. But as soon as time Google detects that it's just the same business, it might create complications, okay? So we're going to work on it right away. Give us access to the current one. And what we're going to do is to merge this. Yes?
I think I just did that. I added you guys as a manager.
Let me see. Let me confirm that in our manager as well so I could really check if there's an access already. Hold on. Is it still pending right now? I think our Google team hasn't checked on it yet. I think I see it. Yeah, reliable access. So that's good. We don't need to go through that. Here's what we're going to do. Again, we'll merge this listings, and we'll mainly keep the one with 5-star reviews because we like it, okay?
Yeah.
Google loves it. Customers loves it. We love it marketing-wise, and I'm sure you love it to get that only Google Business Profile with that 3 5-star reviews. Reviews really matter, okay?
Okay.
So we'll merge it, keep the reviews, and once we have access to it, because what we're going to do is we're going to claim it from Google since you don't have access. We will be claiming it from Google and then merge it and then make necessary adjustments from there, update phone number and the rest, okay? But that is only when we already have access. So you would really need to stay in communication with us as Google might call you to verify that you are the owner and your association with us as well.
Okay, when Google calls, will they be calling my number, correct?
Yes, yes, most likely. Or sometimes we just send a postcard or anything in the claiming process. It really depends. Depends on the options that Google is giving us to get that Google Business Profile claim. But for sure, we can claim it. It's just going to be a timely process, but we are able to get access to it. We've got really good success on that, so you don't need to worry. Okay?
Correct. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, so we'll definitely do that. Give me one quick second. Okay. Hold on. Yep. Okay. So all good with the Google Business Profile. We wanted to know, is this the only location that you have for the business, or is this the only location?
This is our only location.
Only location. Okay. And also, can you tell me what are your target areas? Like, do you happen to have any mile radius, zip codes, or cities or counties you want to target?
Let me see here. I know I have it somewhere. Sorry, we're pretty new to Florida, so I'm not 100% sure with the area, but I know I have it listed on our website.
Sure, I can check on that. Yeah, no worries. Give me one quick second. On your website?
No. It's on our,
Google Business Profile. Yes. Okay. It's listed in there, but the one that you gave access to, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many radius is that? How many mile radius?
Right now it's showing that I have like all of Central Florida.
Okay, Central Florida.
Give me one second because I don't even know how far Tampa is as far as miles. Let me just find that and then give us an extra. So it's saying about 80 miles. So
80 miles, 80. Correct? Okay.
I'm confirming if he wants to push it to 100 because we're going, we're in the middle in Orlando and we want to go from coast to coast. And if it's a little bit further, you know, to go down Tampa way. So I'm just confirming with him. Sorry.
Okay, sure. It's fine.
Okay, sorry. He says, let's go with 100.
Okay, 100. Okay. All right, thank you so much. And also, so I'll go with the Google Business Profile now, and we'll just keep communicating with you, especially our Google team. They might send you emails or SMSs or depending. Okay, but they'll definitely let you know the steps that they're in and if you are to expect a postcard or if there's a need for us to actually do some verifications over the phone. We'll keep you updated on that, okay?
Okay.
Just so we can gain access to the one with the 5-star reviews. And aside from that, too, I would say we do have all the details that we need, but for sure we'll send this over to our provisioning team. Okay, now we've got two options for you. First one is going to result into your business being prominently displayed on Google, Facebook, Bing, and Yelp. So those are the quality directories. And this is where we get quality leads from. Second option, that's going to actually get you listed in all the directories that we do have. And that is what Tina brought up with you. To get you listed in all the directories. Is that correct? Like, that's about 46 plus directories. But please take note, if we are to really blast your business in all the directories, it might result to your business being seen because some of these directories does require, like, an address they can show. Is that okay with you? Yeah, some. I mean, I'm not saying all of it, but there are some.
No, that's okay. We could just say, I mean, we're just office home base is what it is.
It actually doesn't matter. Home office is all good. It's just that we really wanted to confirm because, of course, it's a home address, okay? And it's going to be seen. So at least we got a confirmation that you're okay with it just showing your address.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Sure. Okay, I'm going to get that listed to all the directories that we do have. Okay. How about Yelp? Do you wish for us to create your Yelp listing?
We don't have Yelp.
Okay. Do we create you one? That's included in your package, though.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, we'll create you a new one. Okay, and also, just to give you a heads up as well, here at Local Splash, there are also other products that exist, okay? These are optional, but are highly recommended, and that we just want to keep you, you know, we just want to let you know these products. Who knows, you might want to opt into it now, or maybe moving forwards, but no pressure, okay? We'll wait up until you're ready to get onto these products. It's just that they are really, really good products in terms of marketing. And one of it is actually Google Ads. Have you heard of Google Ads, the pay-per-click program of Google?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. That is actually one of the products that we do actually offer you here as well, Local Splash. Okay, and that we do have, like, we work with different teams. We do have a really good Google Ads specialist, a certified Google Ads specialist, that's going to work on it. So what happens there is that, of course, I would really just want to start off by describing it as a pricey product, but it's worth it. And I think you know what I mean when it comes pricey. So it does come with a really, really, you know, it does come with a price, but it's also going to give you a really good return of your investment. Okay? So what happens here is that as soon as we get the budget and we set up your ads for success, you're showing directly on the Google search results page and also the map section of Google. Okay? It actually overtakes those that are on your organic searches. And aside from that, too, the good thing here is that even if your potential customers aren't clicking on your ad, they do get to see your brand, your tagline, what you offer, and everything else your ads and extensions showcases.
I know we're interested in that, but I think we would like to, we're going to hold off just because of budgeting.
Yeah.
We want to try to get everything fixed up with our Google at first.
Don't worry. Yeah, but don't worry. Just to give you a heads up, too, the Google Business Profile and the Google Ads work separately.
Okay.
It works separately. So each of those doesn't actually affect the other. So that's actually we do recommend, though. That's what we usually do. We recommend Google Ads, but we're fixing the Google Business Profile because until we gain access to it, we cannot do when it comes to, I would say, ranking because we're not going to be able to optimize it since we don't have access. So what covers it is a Google Ads because the Google Ads goes directly to top, just to give you a heads up. But, yes, you might want to discuss on that and just please take note that we do start the budget at about $400 monthly to make sure it lasts a full month, okay?
Okay.
It's more on the targeting that we need to keep it to run for a full month, like set a budget daily to run for a full month, because that is how we get maximum results out of the Google Ads campaign. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want us to follow up with that? Like probably once we get access to the Google Business Profile, or the next few days, the next few weeks?
I think maybe once we get access, because we'll talk about it and we'll see what our budget is, because I think 400 is a little much for us right now. I mean, eventually we'd
yeah.
like to get it, but it's a little bit much. But
I know. I mean, that's why it's actually, that is also why I really do want to say it's a pricey product.
Yeah,
because it does really come with that really good number, and really, I would say, pricey, let's say, code, but it's also a very good, it's a very good option to start with. It does really, you know, give out some returns. We call it an investment. Marketing is an investment,
yeah.
So it gives you returns. But, yeah.
We were initially going in that direction, but because we were having an issue with our
Google
profile,
Google,
it wouldn't even know what's in there. But that was our initial direction of going into Google Ads.
Sure, not a problem, but don't worry, we'll follow up with you after we are able to access your Google Business Profile and work on it, okay?
Thank you.
Sure, and also aside from that, I would say, give me one quick second, yep, included in your package, by the way, is $100 worth of Facebook ads that we need to run. I would say it's the same with Google Ads, but more on, I would say, it's just being used or being done in the social media platform, which is Facebook. And this is included, okay? You don't need to pay for anything or whatnot, but it's included. It's $100 worth of Facebook ads that we will be running. Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I was trying to get to that set it up this morning, but I definitely want to set it up. I just haven't had the time yet. So am I able to have some time to set that up and then run the ads?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, once you actually create your Google business profile, you just need to add us. We will take care of the ads and optimization of your business profile. You just need the page. Or if you want to, we can create a page for you, okay? We'll be creating a page for you, but you just have to have a personal, you know, personal Facebook. Give us your personal Facebook link. And once we create the page, we give you access to it. How's that?
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Okay, so we'll create the page. Again, what we do here, create the page, optimize it, and then run ads. And, of course, once it's fully created, we'll give you access. Do you have access to your personal Facebook right now? I can walk you through in getting the URL.
Yes.
Okay. Just tell me once you have access to it, and then I'll definitely work on it with you.
Okay. One moment here.
Okay.
My phone below. No. Go. Come on. Come this way. All right, I'm trying to get onto my web browser. You know, we do everything on apps these days.
Okay, yeah. Either you use a browser and an app, that's okay.
Oh, okay. So if I can get into, if I can get information from the app, that's perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
sure. Just go directly to your profile. Yeah, go directly to your profile.
Okay.
Okay, now below your profile picture, or the main picture that you have, there are three options. It's add to story, edit profile, and the three dots, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to click on the three dots. Okay.
Okay.
Now that should bring you to a different page, but look at the bottom part. You're going to see there your profile link, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't need any login credentials or anything. We just need that link so we can add the exact personal page that needs access. Okay. So tell me what comes next. It's going to say facebook.com/. Can you tell me what comes next?
It's going to be my first name, Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
S as in Sam, O, S as in Sam, E as in Echo, F as in Frank.
Okay.
And November A.
Okay, that's Josefina, Lucia Josefina,
yes.
And that's all in one word.
Yes.
No periods, other like characters. Okay, let's see. Let me pull it up. Okay. Ooh. All right. Let me see. I do have your Facebook page pulled up. I'm thinking it's a group. You're wearing, like, I don't know how to call it, some sort of, like, coverings.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and your profile pictures, you're wearing, like, flower crowns?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, sure. So I got the correct Facebook personal page. Again, this is going to be the page that we will be giving access. This is full access, okay? And, yep, once you receive it, once you receive the invite to access the page, just please accept it, okay?
Okay.
And do we have these same target areas for Facebook ads? Together with your Google business profile?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might get that notification through, like,
email. Usually it's by email. So the email associated to your Facebook page, you're going to receive a notification from there, and then you're going to see a link or a button for you to actually click, which says review invite, and then you just have to, you know, before you click on that, you just have to make sure you're logged into your Facebook page so it goes directly to the business page. Okay?
Okay.
And also, do you want to send, by the way, again, going back, do you have the same target areas?
Yes, we do.
Okay. How about,
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't say anything.
Okay. Yeah. So you do, and are you able to send us pictures for your ads?
Yeah, I'm going to send you pretty much what's on our website, so I can get that to you.
Okay.
How would I be sending that to you?
Yeah, just send it to our email. Okay. Don't worry, after this, you'll be, like I was saying, the next 1 to 3 days, usually a lot of emails are going to come in after, within 24 hours. You're going to receive emails, and one of it is going to be your photos email. Okay, so you're going to send pictures there. Or if you do have specific instructions as to where you would want those pictures to be used, please do so as well. Put that in the email.
Okay,
hello?
Perfect. I'm here with you.
Okay,
I'm
yes.
I'm windy and I put you on mute. I apologize.
Okay, sure, not a problem. Yes, so we'll be expecting photos, or sometimes you could also just send anything to support@localsplash.com. That's a go-to email that you can use.
Okay.
Okay. And also, what would be your call to action? Is that going to be calls, messages, or website visits?
I would say calls.
Okay, calls. But please take note, when it comes to calls, we do really saw some data that a lot of people in social media just feel comfortable leaving messages. So even if we target calls, please make sure that you do check your Facebook Messenger often to check for messages, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And also, how about a logo? I see you have a logo. Can you send us a copy of it, too?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And with that, I would say we do have all the details. You're all set up. And you're going to be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the first email, that'll be your keywords email, so please review them. If you want to go ahead and make any changes or add any other keywords, just please respond to the email with the changes that you want. Now, also, you'll be receiving your photos email. So if you do have pictures of your completed work, we can use it for your Google listing and also for the rest of the directories that we will be listing you. Okay. And then the third email would also be your login credentials to your client dashboard. And it's going to allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's also mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Now, your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. Another email will also be the rest of the update, so please make sure that you do check it out from time to time. Okay? Okay. And also, if you're all good with those emails, let me just tell you more a bit about the time frame and, of course, what you need to expect. So here at Local Splash, by the way, your online information, Lucia, is going to be monitored and, of course, updated on a daily basis. Okay, so that's what we are going to do. And then also at the same time, everything will be live within 7 to 14 days. Maximum results is going to be achieved within, I would say, 30 to 45 days. Now, don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online with your online presence, and it can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, and along with others. But please take note of this, too. Any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare or networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google listing are scam calls. So if you ever happen to have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable request you might receive. Okay? And, of course, we just wanted to give you a heads up that we will be running the card for the one-time $39 within the day.
Okay.
Okay. And also, as we get close to finishing off this call, we will be calling you in follow-up in about 3 weeks from now to touch base and, of course, see how your account is progressing. Do you happen to have any best day and time that we can give you a call so we can schedule it now?
Nope, anytime between Monday through Friday. And then, okay, you know, during morning, afternoon is usually best, but I'm available.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. Let's set it up now, okay, so we could really get you scheduled one and get you a slot on the calendar. Give me one quick second. I'll just check on the calendar. That's going to be about, so today's the 30th. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I would say the 20th of April would be the third week. How about 11 a.m.? You're at Eastern, right?
Yes. Let me just check my calendar.
Sure.
That is perfect. I will block it.
Okay. So I'm going to set you a calendar invite as well, because we're going to include your email address here. Again, that's going to be the 20th of April, 20, April 20.
Okay.
And then it's going to be about 11 a.m. Eastern, and that's about 8 a.m. Pacific. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay, let me put that in here. Okay. Okay, hold on. Give me one quick second. Mm-hmm. The email address we're going to be adding is lm@reliableaccessfl.com. Okay?
Correct.
So this is just about, I would say, 20 to 30 minute call. A lot shorter than this one. So, okay. Yep. I got it secured 11 to 11:30 a.m. And, yep, you'll be getting an invite, so at least you'll be notified. Because I know it's 3 weeks from now, you might be forgetting it, but at least you'll be receiving notifications that there is an upcoming call.
Okay.
Okay. And, yes, I would say everything's good, all set. And do you happen to have any other questions I can help you out with?
No, I will look over all the emails and make sure I'm on top of that. And then, if anything, I'll reach out through email.
Wonderful. It's really, really good to hear. And yes, at any point, again, if you ever happen to have any questions moving forward, you can always just email us or reach out to us via phone call or client support phone number. That's 877-635-6225. And also, you'll be receiving our contact information via email. Our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and that's Mondays through Fridays. We're also available through text message, and you can schedule appointments with us at your convenience. But please look out for emails and updates from us in the next few days, and also please expect a call from us in the next few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So once again, Lucia, this is Catherine, and of course, Local Slash really wants to thank you for your business. We really do look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company, okay? You have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much as well. Bye.
Have a good day. Goodbye.
Have a great day as well.